Saturday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first book of Maccabees, chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. King Antiochus was going to the upper provinces when he heard that Elymais in Persia was a city famed for its wealth in silver and gold. Its temple was very rich, containing golden seals, bread blades, and weapons left there by Alexander, the son of Philip. The Macedonian king who first reigned over the rest. So he came and tried to take the city and plunder it, but he could not, because his plan became known to the men of the city, and they withstood him in battle. So he fled, and in great grief departed from there to return to Babylon. Then someone came to him in Persia and reported that the army which had gone into the land of Judah had been routed, that Lysias had gone forth with a strong force, but had turned and fled before the Jews, that the Jews had grown strong from the arms, supplies, and abundant spoils which they had taken from the army they had cut down, that they had torn down the abomination which he had erected upon the altar in Jerusalem, and that they had surrounded the sanctuary with high walls as before, and also Bethzur, his city. When the king heard this news, he was astounded and badly shaken. He took to his bed and became sick from grief, because things had not turned out for him as he planned. He lay there for many days, because deep grief continually gripped him. So he concluded that he was dying. So he called all his friends and said to them, "Sleep departs from my eyes, and I am downhearted with worry. I said to myself, 'To what distress I have come, and into what a great flood I now am plunged. For I was kind and beloved in my power, but now I remember the evils I did in Jerusalem. I seized all her vessels of silver and gold, and I sent to destroy the inhabitants of Judah without good reason. I know that it is because of this that the evils have come upon me, and behold, I am perishing of deep grief in a strange land.'" Second, the Gospel. There came to him some Sadducees, those who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the wife and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the women also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, the son of this age, Mary, are given in marriage. But those who are accounted worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he called the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. And some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well, for they no longer dare to ask him any question. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the resurrection and the eternal life. The question, are there resurrection and the eternal life, are the most important questions in life, because their answer will lead people how to live their life in this world. If a person believes in resurrection and eternal life, he will know how to live this life to prepare for the eternal life to come. If a person does not believe in resurrection and the eternal life, he will concentrate all his efforts on the present life, how he can be happy and enjoy to the fullest, without concerning with rewards or punishment in the life to come. Though the belief in the resurrection were mentioned in the Old Testament, but it were not clearly explained. According to the Jewish tradition in the Old Testament, happiness is only in this world and made on having a longer life with many children and enjoying many blessings from God. The concept of the immortality of the soul was clearly mentioned in the Book of Wisdom about 100 BC, and the resurrection was clearly mentioned in the third and second Book of Maccabees, about 150 BC. With Christ's incarnation, he clearly revealed the resurrection, the eternal life, and God's plan of salvation in all four Gospels. Today's reading concentrates on the finding of the answer for the important questions. In the first reading, King Antiochus regretted about all the wicked he had done to the Jews. During the last part of his life on earth, the king must endure failure upon failure, sickness and death. In the Gospel, the Sadducees wanted to show Jesus that there is no resurrection nor the eternal life by raising up a hypothetical story. Jesus answered them about the resurrection and corrected their faith. Second analysis, the first reading. I know that it is because of this that the evils have come upon me. The third point, Antiochus continuing failures. Third, his unlimited greed. The greedy are never satisfied with what they are having. They always want to have more. When people are victorious, they think they can do all things, and no one can prevent them of their determination. In today's passage, when Antiochus heard that Elymais in Persia was a city famed for its wealth in silver and gold, its temple was very rich, containing golden seals, breastplates, and weapons left there by Alexander, the son of Philip, the Macedonian king who first reigned over the rest. So he came and tried to take the city and plunder it, but he could not. Because his plan became known to the men of the city, and they withstood him in battle, so he fled, and in great grief departing from there to return to Babylon. Second, his failures in governing Judah's kingdom. Antiochus' wicked governing of Judah could not last because God had his eyes. Moreover, when people were put against the one, they will react to protect their life. When Antiochus was in Persia, someone came to him and reported that the army which had gone into the land of Judah had been routed, that Lycia had gone forth with a strong force, but had turned and fled before the Jews, that the Jews had grown strong from the arms, supply, and abundant spoils which they had taken from the army they had cut down, that they had torn down the abomination which he had erected upon the altar in Jerusalem, and that they had surrounded the sanctuary with high ones as before, and also Bethzur his city. When the king heard this news, he was astounded and badly shaken. He took to his bed and became sick from grief, because things had not turned out for him as he had planned. Second point, whoever sow will have a storm. Whoever sow wind will have a storm. When facing failure, sickness, and death, people will think about all the wicked they had done. King Antiochus recognized all the things he illegally hoarded did not bring happiness for him. The blood of the innocent poured out because of his absurd ambition now came back to haunt him day and night. King Antiochus recognized the relationship between the sickness he was enduring with the wicked he had done. He confessed to his friend, "I know that it is because of this that the evil have come upon me, and behold, I am perishing of deep grief in a strange land." Antiochus' thinking must be a lesson for all absurd people who refuse to obey God's law. They must know the most basic natural and moral law is that they must do good and avoid evil. According to the cause and effect principle, people must get results according to what they have done in this world. If they did good, there will be reward for them. But if they did wicked, they will be punished correspondingly. Most of the popular religions in the world believe in this moral principle even though they are the different in faith. Second, the gospel. If there the resurrection. Third point. The difficult question for the Sadducees is due to demonstrate there is no resurrection. Did Rob believe only in Moses' laws and not in the resurrection? This is the reason they came to Jesus and presented their question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the wife and raise up children for his brother. See Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her. And likewise, all the seven left no children and died. Afterward, the women also died. In the resurrection, therefore, who wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife. Their question, though it based on the law, but not happened in life. Second point. Jesus answered, he separated out their two questions, the relationship between husband and wife and the resurrection. He also corrected their faith. Third, the relationship between husband and wife. Jesus said, the son of this age, Mary, are given in marriage. But those who are accounted worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection for the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. To get married, it only happened in this world. All are brother and sister in the life to come. People have no need to get married in the heaven, as the Muslims believe. Second, the resurrection of the eternal life. For they cannot die anymore because they are equal to angels and are son of God, being son of the resurrection. Third, Jesus used their law to correct their faith. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush. See Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Where he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. If the Sadducees believe God is the law of the living, they must believe their forefather Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still living. In other words, they must believe in the resurrection. Application in life. We must be responsible to all our actions when we live in this world. Therefore, we must act according to God and natural laws. The base of our faith in the resurrection is Jesus. We must let this faith to nourish and to enlighten us in all our works. We must live this life to be worthy of the eternal life. Amen.